Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is boldness and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Acts chapter 4 verses 29 to 31. Now Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. The last day, we spoke about how the disciples were threatened and went back to their own company. Today, I want us to spend a bit of time looking at what exactly their company prayed about. The Bible says that they prayed for boldness to speak God's word. We are in very interesting times. For whatever reason, the enemy is blinding the minds of people and more people are rejecting anything that is remotely connected to God, especially in the Western world. Modernity is being equated with ungodliness and it is becoming more and more unpopular to stand for God. In these days, we may have to, as individuals and as the church corporate, pray to God for boldness to speak God's word and evangelize. Effective evangelism is impossible without effective prayers. The Bible says that the message of the cross appears to be foolishness to the very people we are trying to reach. The only thing that can make the gospel sound like the truth that it is to the unbeliever is the Holy Spirit released in the place of prayer. There are people you need to talk to about Jesus. Over 400,000 people have died this year alone to the coronavirus. Many of those have died without Christ. We can no longer sit back and pretend that evangelism is the exclusive preserve of pastors. You and I must get to work. We must love people enough to share the good news with them. We must use everything at our disposal to share Jesus. We can no longer be ashamed to declare what we believe in. To do this, we will have to, like the guys in our anchor scripture did, pray for boldness to speak God's word. When last did you witness to anyone? If there is one thing a study of Acts of the Apostles has shown me, it is that the early believers used every opportunity to bring souls into the body of Christ. Question: have you used your social media accounts to promote Jesus? Have you taken advantage of circumstances and opportunities to witness to people? Whatever the case, we all will benefit from praying the same kind of prayer in our anchor scripture. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your word this morning. This morning, Lord, I pray for myself, for everyone listening, and for all believers who desire to win souls, for boldness to share the word of God in these dark times. I pray that as we use every opportunity to witness, that you will stretch out your hand to heal and deliver and to generally confirm your word. We pray for an unprecedented harvest of souls to come into the body of Christ now. Please take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon if you were blessed. Please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.